It's only 2 weeks ago that we were sitting where we were sitting at the Seder. And Pesach has gone by, and the days of Sfira are here. But at the same time, the days of Pesach are also very here. Because it's quite obvious that Sfira Soimer is connecting, is a bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. Which means that Sfira Soimer has an avoida which is shaykh to both what Pesach is about and also as to what Shavuos is about. It's obvious that Sfira Soimer implies much more than just taking 30 seconds to rattle off a bracha, to count to Omer and to say Aleinu. It wasn't the intent of Hashem Yisbarach in his Torah that it's essential in order to reach Shavuos to know how to walk the walk of Sfira Soimer. But to understand Sfira Soimer, we have to understand also what it is Shavuos, what it is Pesach, what we're trying to accomplish with Sfira Soimer B'chlav. So to begin, Be'ezus Hashem, each person goes through phases and stages of his day, of his life, in terms of in what way he's serving Hashem, to what capacity. Every single day, every single tekufa is filled with aliyahs and yeridahs. B'derech klal, we can define these stages of growth by using a mashal of how one goes in the physical world. A person could be sitting, he could be walking, he could be standing, or he could be running. And chas v'shalom, he could also be sleeping. This is the stage, and this was the matzah that Klai Yisrael were in, according to the Mekubalim. The Klai Yisrael were somewhat in a state of sleep, you can call it in the fetal position, back inside the womb. If you try to understand these four stages, these four ways of how one goes about, when we're sitting at the Seder table, we're sitting. It's a matzav of yeshiva. And yeshiva would imply that a person is just chilling, that he's just relaxing. And in fact, the idea of yeshiva at the Seder implies a certain sense of chayrus, of a sense of accomplishment. That a person is sitting in a sense that he's reached a destination. And by reaching that destination, he's not sitting because he's tired or because he has nothing to do. It's because this is where the spot is. X marks the spot. I'm sitting where I'm supposed to be. This is the tish. This is the place where I'm going to drink dalad kosos and have matzah. And in fact, it's not a stira to halicha, which means that a person is going in as avodas Hashem. Because in truth, the Arizal tells us that Pesach is a very high night, so high that everything which comes down on the night of Pesach comes down what's called Shaloi Behadraga, which means that not Kifi Seder, unconventional, out of the ordinary, Manishtana Halayla Azeh, which means how different is tonight, meaning that the normal Seder of Hadraga of how we would go about Avodas Hashem. So Pesach defies all of that. That in a certain sense, the halicha, the yeshiva, the amida, the ritza, everything is included in what's going on at the night of the Seder. Perhaps this is the significance of what it means, Beheseba. Beheseba is not one of these four things, which is why we say, what's going on with Heseba? Heseba seems to be a tenua, a type of a movement which is unique, in which it's supposed to, on some level, incorporate or be makif, which is literally what it is, to be makif, to include inside of it all four categories. It's a maisa mishuna, it's out of the ordinary. Which is what we say, manishtana alayla zmi kol delayla, that everybody has to be mesubin. Everything is included in the night of Pesach. I will come back in Mitzvah Hashem to the significance of this. But immediately after the Seder, where we sit be yeshiva in this oifen of as a ben chayrin, as a melech, where everything is included in that yeshiva, Sfiras Omer begins. We get up from our chairs at the Seder and we start to walk from Yayim to Yayim. All of a sudden we have legs and we walk from day to day, counting each day one day at a time. That although everything came down, as the Mekubalim say, at once, all 50 levels came down at the night of Pesach. We have to separate each one and go about each one, one by one, as we ascend up and up on this ladder of climbing up Avodas Hashem. Let's take a look at this piece. It says Rav Kook here, in Chelek Gimel, Amar Reish Nenches, and Oris HaKodesh. Calls it Aliyah Behadraga, going up in stages and steps. Al Yidina Shechafetzim B'midos Chasidos Gedolos. That which a person has a very strong desire to ascend, to fly up. Mizgaber HaYitzahara Harbe. There's a big Yitzahara in this department. Meaning, to dispel the theory that if a person has a huge, huge cheshek to come close to Hashem, then he's in the clear. Not in the clear at all. A person, he fluctuates in his ruchnius. He's wasting lots of energy in fighting against his Yetzihara, because the Yetzihara is so thick, it's so strong. This person wants to ascend, he wants to climb so high. He's running into a Yetzihara which is so big, which is like, where are you going? If you would have slowed down and you would go behadraga like you're supposed to, you would be able to ascend much, much higher. What are the mistakes which is so common, which we find, is when a person has such a cheshek to grow, and he doesn't know how to use, how to utilize this energy properly, how to put it into proper practice, it becomes a big billboard. The Yitzhar creates a big billboard. And on the one hand, it's not enough for me to go step by step, because my ratzon is way beyond how quickly my feet want to carry me, or how quickly they can carry me. Al Kain writes in Adam Tzarech Lachshek La Alois Bemidas Chasidus Layonas Shalom Hadraga. Rav Kook lays down the law. A person can have a tremendous cheshek, and this is a big chiddush. He said, a person can want to soar; he can want to fly. And there are times during the year that we do fly, like the night of Pesach, we mamish fly. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out on Kanfei Nishar means that you mamish flew. You flew out of Mitzrayim. There's nothing regular about that. But when it has to be put into practice, if a person feels at a different time of the year that he feels this, that the ha'ara of the night of Pesach, which is shining upon him, that he just wants to fly. Rav Kook says, fly, but fly the hadraga. It means don't jump. Don't try to jump from step one to step eight. You're just gonna not make it and fly backwards. If you want to do it, run up eight steps very fast. But don't skip from one to eight. You can't jump from Zvizus in the beginning of the Mesilas Hashoyim to jump to the Madriga Ruach HaKodesh. It's not going to work. You want to run through it really quickly, okay. You finished it. You finished it in steps. You went through the steps. There's a very big difference here between Hatzlach and not Hatzlach. To want to go up and up always, but the hadraga in stages. To the highest place. There's no end to how far a person's chukka should go. A person doesn't get to a madriga and say, Ad kan. The madrigas are Ein Sof. But it doesn't mean that you can jump to the Ein Sof. Because there's no end to the Ein Sof. To savor every madriga for what it is. Because there's no end. Every madriga is in itself an accomplishment. Where are you running to? To the end, there's no end. There's just Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. More and more becoming like Hashem. More and more becoming like Hashem. As we leave Pesach, and now we're walking from one day to the next day, consider the fact that we're going from one day to the next. You can't jump from the first week to the second week. You can count Shavuos, but you have to count Shavuos with the days inside of them. You can have a big cheshek go from one week to the next week, but you have to go from day to day. This is called halicha. A person goes from step to step, from madriga to madriga. Now, even as a person goes b'halicha from madriga to madriga, every day when he comes to count the Omer, there's a halacha. The halacha is that you have to recite the bracha and the svira standing. Gemara makes a drasha. Mehachel chermesh bakama. Al tekei bakama ela bakoima. You have to be standing when you make the bracha and count the svira. The hashkafa behind this halacha is that even if a person goes mi madrega la madrega bahalicha, kefiseide, there has to be a time during the day that a person has an amida, where he stops to regain his strength. A person cannot walk forever. He's going to tire out. There needs to be a moment during the day that a person has an amida, where he stops, and that's also part of Avodas Hashem. Fakir, this could even be the highest part of his entire day, is that moment where he's standing. Take a look at the piece that Rav Kook speaks about before this on this sheet. Not going to have time to get into it. With that moment to be misboning, to actually stop and to stand where you are, and to take a second just to take everything in and to say, wow, I feel a sense of accomplishment, how good it is to be a Jew. Not to just get caught up in the running, I should say the walking, and be lost in the walking. Not to know where you're walking to anymore. To put things back into perspective. Okay, There's a destination here. I'm going to Shavuos. I want to receive the Torah. That moment of focus, that moment of Yishuv Hadas, puts the entire halicha into perspective. So you find many times that people are running. And you see this in the Beis Medrash a lot, that people, that they're so mabubo, that they come, they run into the Beis Medrash, and they run to the dining room, that they run back here, then they run to their beds, right? That's just what you see on the surface. Meaning, even if they're not mamash running, let's say they're walking. But it's not just about what's taking place on the physical level. It's like how you feel inside. Is there always inner movement? But there's not a moment where a person is b'amida? If so, you see from Sefiras HaOmer, but that's not how you get to Shavuos. And of course, just to reiterate, it's not about physical amida. You could be walking outside in a beautiful backyard on a beautiful spring day. You could be walking, and that's the only time you're walking the entire day. It's very common for yeshiva guys. But that's considered to be an amida. It's not about what the pu'ula on the outside is. It's about where am I? Where is my machshava right now? Am I standing and taking everything in? Because if there's a halicha, there has to be an amida. Just like you find every single day during davening. You know, in davening, the way the Mekubalim break it down is that every davening, especially shacharis, is considered to be a halicha. Like you go. You start off in the olam of Karbanos, which is called the olam of Asiya, the lower world. And then you say Kaddish, and Kaddish is like an elevator which lifts you up into the next world, which is particularly the Zimah called olam of Yitzira. And then you make another Kaddish after Yishtabach, and that elevates you to what's called Bria. And then you come to Atzilus. You don't need an elevator to get to Shmon Esrei. That's considered to be what's called a Halicha. So when you first, before you walk into the Beis Medrash, with Beis Knesset, the Zohar says you should say the pasuk, "Bebeis Elohim Nahalach Beragash." In the house of Hashem, we go Beragash. We'll get to the word Beragash, and Hashem hopefully will remember. See that in the house of Hashem you walk. It's the walk. That's what you do. Even though you're standing by your standard the entire time, you're considered to be walking from place to place. But the tachlis of the entire Seder HaTfilah is what's called the Amida, Shmona Esrei. You're standing. You're not even walking anymore when you're in Shmona Esrei. That's called Amida. You've reached the destination. Which means to say that the halicha which you do is to get to a destination. That's called the Amida. And the same thing is true throughout the entire day of the Sfira. That every day of the Sfira brings you, after your halicha from that day, to the Sfira again, where you stop and you stand and you count the Sfira and you take in how the day was before and now how the day is going to be from this point on. You count the new day which is upcoming. But that moment of the Amida, when the Sfira is counted, that's considered to be like the destination of everything. It's a time to be mispalo, that the sphere should be a good sphere, that the halicha should be a good halicha. How the halicha leads and brings to the Amida. Now there is a way in Avodas Hashem which is called Ritza, which means to run in Avodas Hashem. To run in Avodas Hashem, like we said before from Rav Kook, means that a person has to run as he goes up the steps. But when a person runs, he could trip. And if he trips, and if he falls while he's running, it's going to hurt. If a person wants to run in Avodas Hashem, he has to run b'chachma. There are times during the year that a Jew runs. Pesach, the night of Pesach, as we said before. That's why Leil Pesach is called Bechipazon Yosasa Mimitzayim. Bechipazon means quickly. Beritza. And in fact, every single Yid, as he begins his Avodas Hashem, whether he went to Eretz Yisrael or he had some type of an experience, and he feels like that spark of the Neshama was lit, he feels a fire. He feels like he just wants to run in Avodas Hashem. The Haschala usually find a Ritza. And being that Leil Pesach was the beginning of the creation of Klal Yisrael, that the Jew refreshes himself on the night of Pesach, there's a spark of Ritza within each and every one of us at the night of the Seder. The Haraya. After the Seder, what's the last simon of the Seder? Nirtza, which is a lashon of rut. That if a Jew went through the Seder properly, he just wants to run. Mamash just wants to run. And he does. He stays up all night. How can you go to sleep if you're running? But the five tzaddikim, they stayed up all night. Because these were people that they, when they came to Nirtza, they were mamash running. You can't sleep if you're running. You can maybe fall asleep while you're walking. It happened to me once. Not mamish, but like, you know, it's shaykh, such a thing. But to be running and to fall asleep, it's impossible. Mamash impossible. This is the Madriga of David HaMelech. Chazal say that David HaMelech, that when he would sleep kishinas hasus, the Gemara says. Like the way that a horse sleeps. What's the analogy to a horse? The reason why is because we're telling you something about David HaMelech's essence. That he ran like a horse in his Avodas Hashem. And because he ran like a horse, he slept like a horse. That's Shavuos. Chazal say that everything which is Nizgan on the night of Pesach reappears on the night of Shavuos, but even on a higher madriga than it was on the night of Pesach. And that's why Shavuos is the Hilula of David HaMelech. And you stay up all night on the night of Shavuos. Because every person on the night of Shavuos is a rot, even more than Pesach. Very few people stay up all the night of Pesach, but Kemat, it's in Iskabel, and Bechol Tzvut Yisrael, the even simple people, not that any Jew is simple, they stay up all night. Because the spark of David HaMelech, this Ritza B'Avodas Hashem, is Nisgal in the hearts of every Jew. That he's Magash Ritza, how can you sleep? Beautiful remez from the Tzvila Tzadik. If you're familiar with the concept that Rav Nachman speaks about famously, he speaks about, it's really a lashon in Chazal, it's called Ratzo Vishov. I think it's in Dalid, I forget which piece it is in the Kutam Aran, right? It speaks about this idea of being Ratzo Vishov, meaning know how to run and know how to retract in Avodas Hashem. It's very, very important, Nakuda, now that we've come across it, what it means to be rut and to be shav. That in the same way we said before, that a person who's a hoylech in his Avodas Hashem, he needs to have times during the day where he's an oymed, because you'll tire out if you're just hoylech the entire time. Alachas kama v'kama, if a person is running, he needs also a break, but much more than just a regular break. He needs to sit down. Just look at the way the world works. A person who's walking, he doesn't need to sit to get his energy back. If he just would stop and stand for a moment, it'll give him the rest necessary to be able to continue walking. But if you're running, you can't just stand. You need to sit down. That's the pshat. If you're hoylich from day to day in the oymer, then you're oymed and you can make the bracha and that'll be good enough for you. But if you're a rut, you need to be sharp. You need to sit. Not just enough to be a rutz and to be oymed. Every rutz needs a shayv. And this is the secret of Shavuos. The secret of Shavuos is that you come back, you sit by the tish again, you sit by the table once again like you sat on the night of the Pesach. You're back at your yeshiva, Sofev HaShulchan. But with a bechina of ritza like the night of Pesach. Because this is the day of David HaMelech. Nobody sleeps in Shavuos. goes very nicely with the remez of the Tzvi Tzadik. The Tzvi Tzadik says that Shavuos, if you spell it without the vavs, is Shin Beis Ayin Tav, which is Eis Shoiv. It's a time to sit. And if you take the second name of Shavuos, which is Atzeres, it spells the words Eis Rat. So Atzeres is Eis Rat, and Shavuos is Eis Shoiv. Because Shavuos is mamish this. It's a zman of Ratz of Shoiv. But they have to go together. These are partners. You can't separate the Ratzah from the Shoiv. Just like you can't separate the Amida from the Halicha. And just like everything is included on the night of Pesach, all four of these madrigas, they're all included on Shavuos night. And Kabbalah Satorah. The B'derech Remez, Atzeres is Gematria, Omad, Halach, Shav, Ratz. And all four of these things is B'gematria Atzeres. And so that even though a tzaddik all year round, he can be on this madriga of being a ratz b'avodas Hashem. On the night of Shavuos, the spark is kindled and every Jew can do it. There's a certain psach libi b'sayra sacha which takes place. There's an opening of the heart, and memeilo v'mitzvay secha tirdof nafshi, I'm going to run. Roidev is gematria ratz. It means ratz. It means to run, you can run, tirdof nafshi. Because there's a psach libi b'sayra sacha which takes place. But on a general level, we're speaking about most people. Not the David HaMelechs of the world. The David HaMelech, the whole, his whole life was v'nafshi ka'ofer l'kol tiyah p'sach libi b'sar secha. Memeilu b'mitzvah secha tiyah v'nafshi, always. Every day frame was Shavuos. Just b'derech tzachas, you know, we say that David HaMelech was the king, right? So they say about, let's say, about office, you have to run for president. If you want to become president, you have to run. You can't walk to become president. You have to run. To become the king, you have to be a runner. A runner-up, right? Say that too. Avraham Melech was king because he was a ratz. The pasuk says, Tzadik yoritz v'nizgav. Tzadik knows how to run, and other people can also run, but tzadik yoritz v'nizgav, he'll get there. Not everybody can just take upon himself to run b'avodas Hashem. If you don't know the chachma of ratz of v'shoiv, how to sit down, then how could you run? How could you run? I don't like to say the word, but I'll say it just for the sake of, it's what's called, people call burnout. Burnout. The reason why it's called burnout is because if the burning is outside of you, then you burn out. You can't do actions which are called burning actions if it's on the outside. You have to sleep a normal night's sleep. You have to eat like a normal person eats. You have to do everything regular. If the burning is in, then you could do things differently because you're a different person. Then the eish tukad bekirbi, then the fire which is inside of you makes you different than everybody else. Then you can run because the fire inside of you is making you run. That's called burn-in. If the burning is on the outside, then that's not tzadik yoritz v'nizgav. That's not called that you're going to get there. Person has to know how to run b'chachma. He needs to know the art of ratzai v'shayiv, and it has to be that there's a psichas aleiv like we spoke before. That a person feels in the inside. It's not that he chooses, I'm going to sleep 3 hours tonight. You can't sleep more than 3 hours tonight. How can I sleep more than 3 hours when I know I have so much to accomplish? When the fire inside of me is not letting me sleep? This is a tzaddik. This is David HaMelech, Kishina Sus. Because he's a sus. So the tzaddikim say on the pasuk at the end of Parashas Yisrael, Leisaleh b'mizbechais al mizbechi. That you So the tzaddikim say that when it comes to making madrigos, when it comes to making steps on the mizbeach, the tzaddikim say that you have to be able to walk up to the mizbeach in a normal fashion. You can't run up the mizbeach. If you do, you're going to reveal your own erva. Means you're going to fall. You're going to tear your clothes. You're going to tramp. You're going to slip. You're going to fall. And perhaps the reason why it's at the end of Parshas Yisro in particular is because Yisro, which is the Parsha of Shavuos, we receive the Torah. The Torah is telling you, not every day is Shavuos. There's what's called the Mizbeach, which is like the everyday, the day-to-day Avodah, which is in Tefillah, the Halicha and the Amidah of every single day. And then there's times of the year, which is called Shavuos, where you can run. But not every day is like that. In fact, the Mechilta here says that this idea of loisalib b'ma'alois, it says al tikri ma'alois elam mi'ilois, that a person who runs, who takes psia gasos on the mizbeach, it's called me'ila b'hegdish. Hashem doesn't want people running in a way where they can fall, or they will probably fall in avodas Hashem. That's called me'ila b'hegdish. It means you're misusing the mitzvahs. But the Mechilta makes a drasha, you can't do that by the Mizbeach, but in the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, you could do that. You can take Psi Agasas in the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim. Why? Because that's the place for Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim can do that. It depends where you're standing. If you're just holding by the Mizbeach, which is Bechitzon, then you can't take Psi Agasas. But if you're a Tzaddik and you're in the Heichal and you're the Kodesh Kodashim, and that's where you are, then you can. Person has to know where he is, where it's okay to run, where it's not okay to run, how to walk, how to take breaks. This is all included and essential in avodas Hashem. That's called Beveis Elohim Nahal Beragesh. To go Beragesh means you could still be a feeling Jew. You could still feel gewaldic about the mitzvahs and have a nice geschmack and advekis, even Bahalicha Beveis Elohim. It's called Nahalich Beragesh. Okay, so you don't have the fire of the tzaddik, but you can still have a Nahalich Beragesh. It could still be sweet, it could still be good. You could have the cheshik, for sure, the cheshik and the fire to get higher and higher. But even when you're running, even when the tzaddik runs, he's not skipping steps. He's walking the same steps as you. He just does it faster than you. And this is the clip of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the word Mitzar means to confine. That you're in a box. And you have to be Mesakin Mitzrayim to be Meratzim, which means to run. Because the night of Pesach, you have to run. Everybody's running. But as soon as you burst out, take a look at the first piece in Tzidkas HaTzadik, where he speaks about this, with Tzadik HaKohen. Very important piece, where he speaks about this in the Chipazon, in the person's first beginning, his Avodas Hashem. Right after that, the person has to have to do the Halicha, which is the Amida, which is Sfir Soim. To be Nahalach Beragesh. So you find many times that a guy or a girl, that they leave high school and then they go to seminary or they go to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and they get all fired up and then they come back to the States and people are already predicting the burnout. It's unfortunate that there's no education in this. That many times it's too late. People have to know how to make the transition between running and walking. Or even when they're running, to know how to be able to sit. And even when they're walking, to be able to stand. That whole first year in yeshiva is called like aritza, like you're running in Eretz Yisrael. When you come back, you have to have the amid and the halicha. It has to be set. It has to be b'chachma. Because Because what happens is that it's okay to run because you're burning in Eretz Yisrael, but when you come back to the States and you have to take college and there's this and then that, and the burning becomes on the outside and you still want to run like you were running over there, then a person's feeling the out. And he's out, then he's out, then he's mamish out. That's called Amalek. That Amalek came when the Yidden, when they came out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and they were running, and they were still feeling that running to Eretz Yisrael. Amalek came, Asher Karcha Baderech, put out the fire. Ata Ayefi Ageya, slow you down, tire you out. That the Jew shouldn't run anymore. Okay, if a Jew can't run anymore, then he has to be able to walk. He can't tire out. V'koyvei Hashem Yachalifu Koyach. Yarutsu V'lo Yugo by a tzaddik. He knows how to run and not tire out. But if a person has to slow down, he has to know that he can still be Beveis Elokim Nahalach V'rogash. Davening could be very geshmak, and Torah could be very geshmak. Even if he's not running like he was in Eretz Yisrael, still walk a beautiful walk. Have a beautiful life as a Yid. It's time to know how to take breaks. But those breaks during the day are the tachlis of it. A break should be a time that a person contemplates his accomplishments, where he contemplates his halicha, how to be halhoilich forward. Even when he's playing basketball, he could still be an oymed. He has to just be cognizant of that. If he's not cognizant of that, then it wasn't really a break. Because then when he goes back to his world of avodas Hashem, he's still running and walking, whatever he's doing. To how to be an oymed b'chachma, to how to be a yoyshe b'chachma. But it puts the avodah of Sfiras HaOmer, which is what we're holding now, into perspective. That when a person is hechach, when he's standing, when he recites the Sfiras HaOmer, this is like the tachlis. To be standing right now, to reflect upon how was this day, and how to be a hoylich from today, from this moment, to be a hoylich until the next time I'm going to be oymed. The Sfiras HaOmer shouldn't just be like a chick chak. To find the avoid within the mitzvah. But in Chazal mean to be oymed means to be mispala. In Amida la Tfila, Sfiras HaOmer is a tfila that a person should have a good halicha for the coming day. And as a person grows and he develops and that burning, he goes day by day, then the burning starts to come in. It starts to come in, and then he'll start to see that he could be a ratz here and there. And the Avodas Hashem is even more beautiful. And unless a person knows how to be a hoylich and an oymed, can't even come to be a ratz of Hashem. There's more to say, but the hour is late. Hashem should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to utilize this beautiful mitzvah, what it means for Sfiras HaOmer. To make kinyonim and all the oyers which came down on Pesach. To be able to put and to be able to make a kinyon on that Ratzav Ashay which took place, that we were yoshev at the Seder, to know how to be a hoylich karoi, to be a oymed karoi, because this is mamish the ganz aleben. The whole life is about being a hoylich v'oymed. Sfiras HaOmer, the Rashash says, is that how a person's Sfiras HaOmer is for these 50 days will determine how his whole Avodas Hashem will be the entire year. Sounds like Rosh Hashanah. But that's how it is. Because how your halicha and your amida is, how you create your legs after being born by Pesach will determine how you walk the entire year. Hashem Baruch Hu should be mekayim on us the sinyan of amida and halicha.
How serious the Cholamoid for Shiva's like a answer this Yom Tov and serious the Cholamoid. In certain sense, also, I guess like Chol is like a Cholamoid, also stresses about Mida.
That was from my last Shabbos, and I saw this past year. That wasn't my last Shabbos, but my second last Shabbos, I was on those after the first one. Speaking of Jewish. grandmothers are always here. They're here from my father, my grandmother, around Bellsville, like so Boston, they pick up a few words. Burning of him. It's like that. Like that's how it should be. Like I saw him, and I was just crying. What's going on to show? There's no lights on. No one could see you. Pitch back. No one could see you. I was so close, and I saw everything. Yeah, it was a big one. Like, that's the Asian time. He was literally late to a
Jerusalem. That's like. He's always, yeah.
It was just like, wow. It was like, that's how it's supposed to be.
It doesn't have to be fair.
But with the have, means to have that have, and that's how you keep in the hiding between them. Put them longer. Yeah, if you have, you come to the fire between you kindle it every day. I knew he was like off the rock, like he's crazy, because like he's going in this place away, but he's running in a circle, like he's stops, he just runs around, the circle stops, and he just runs around in the middle by himself, like really, like this year.